Welcome to the introduction to the last book of the Bible, the revelation of Jesus Christ to John. It's a prophetic book, mysterious, full of secrets, and we are going to make a deep study on it with paintings of an artist, with historic maps to see what happened in the past and what will happen in future. We will see how John was visited by the Lord on the island of Patmos. And then John got an overview of world history. And here you can see him. Do you see his eyes? What he saw. The sentence which is repeated again and again in the book of Revelation. And I saw, therefore, an artist painted what he saw. What did he see? Four apocalyptic writers coming out of the scroll which had been sealed with seven seals. World history is shown. The first rider on a white horse. Here he is, showing the movement of Christianity, of the first early Christians, it spread through the Roman Empire. Therefore, the emperors of this Roman Empire, they became envious. They wanted to kill them. Red horse. And the more they killed, the more people became Christians. The blood of the martyrs was the seed for the early Christians. And then the Emperor Constantine, about 313, he had an idea. If we cannot kill them by force, maybe we can use another attitude. Coming together. And this Emperor Constantine tried to make a mixture of his own religion, Roman, heathen religion, and the Christian religion. And together, this mixture became a new church. It became the state church in the Roman Empire. And it was called, because it was the Roman Empire, Roman Catholicism, Roman Catholic Church. Catholic means for everybody in this imperium. This is the rider on the black horse. The result, a pale horse with its rider called the Death. The fire of the first Christians, which we see in the white horse and in the red horse, it was darkened by the black horse and became pale with the fourth horse. Christianity lost its power. And those early Christians who did not unite with the Roman heathen religious system, they were persecuted again and again and again. And John sees the development of the church. He sees how this Emperor Constantine changed the law of God. Because the commandment, you should not bow in front of an idol, should not worship, the statues. He's simply eliminated it out of the Ten Commandments. So there were only nine. So instead of that, he divided the last one into two, so that there were Ten Commandments again. And all the statues, they were not abolished, but they got Christian names. Instead of Jupiter and Neptune and Diana, now they were called Paul and Peter and Mary and so on. And the commandment, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. It was changed to remember the Sunday to keep it holy. This was done in 321, 1,700 years ago. And exactly this institution of the Sunday law will be again in the final phase of this world's history. We will hear about it in 13 lessons. And there's only one chance, and that's here. Jesus, who died on the cross, and people who come to the cross and are fascinated of his love. For them he will become the mediator, that they go to heaven. First you come to the foot of the cross, and then you will be up there. If you love Jesus, because he loved you. We will have a look at one chapter after the other. 22 chapters of the Revelation in 13 lessons. In the end, you will have more faith, trust in Jesus, more love to him, and you will be filled much more with the Holy Spirit. And these three elements are key factors that you can be there. First the cross, and then in heaven. I invite you for a study to the book of Revelation in 13 lessons. Come with me. Let's have a look what Jesus wants to open for you. He wants to redeem you. He wants to save you. He wants to lift up the quality of your life. He wants you to experience grace and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.